Chulin Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We're back now after a little bit of a detour through various poisel v'koysher that are opposites that started with Inyan Shechita Malika. We're back now to Psulei Shechita and the Oifin HaShechita. Hein by behemis, hein by oifis. HaShechit Echad Ba'oif U'Shnayim Ba'behemo Shechita Sekshere. One who shechts one simon ba'oif is kosher. Two simon ba'behemo Shchitosik Shere. There is a mashmos over here. Shchitosik Shere Hashoichit. Sounds like it's Bidiyevet. What's the Bidiyevet over here? One way of reading it is on the Chelik of Hashoichit Echabayif. Chazal wanted that we shouldn't be mavdil between a behema and a oif. You're going to cut one simen, maybe you're not going to cut it properly. Cut both lechatchila. So therefore it says, Hashoichit Echabayif, Shchitosik Shere, Havad lechatchila, should cut both simonim, hein ba'if, hein ba'behema. The other way of reading the Shchitosik Shere, Shtikul B'diyavidik, is on the next line. V'rubay shalechot kamayu. Shechting roi with the simon, which we said many times, rubay kakulay. However, lechatchila one should cut the whole simon. So therefore, when he's cutting rubay, it's kosher, but there's a gevissa b'diyavid, because one shouldn't do it that way lechatchila. Therefore, the mission says Shchitosik Shere. Reb Yehuda adds an interesting knetch over here. By an oif, specifically, there's the simonim, and there's also on the side of the neck of the behemoth, there are thick veins that contain a lot of dam. We want that the dam should be yoitza with a gosh. And therefore, besides for the simonim, should also puncture the vridim. And there's an interesting metzias over here. We're not talking over here about Hilchos Shechita. There's no chesaron in the Ma'aseh Shechita. The simon was cut. There's no reason for the vridim. The reason why one should be puncturing the vridim is because there's a lot of dam there. And after the Shechita sa'oif, the body of the oif, you have to get out the dam. In order to cook the chicken, you have to get out the dam, which we do melicha. The other oifin of getting out the dam, if not salting, is roasting. And with the roasting, tzliya, all the dam will drip out. However, if it's soaked in dam because of these vridim, it's harder to get out the dam. Therefore, there's a chatchila out that halacha to puncture the vridim shebitzav in order that the dam should flow outward. Why don't we say that tzliya is enough? So the mefarshim comes from the Gemara points out that the derech was many people would roast the whole chicken in one zach. Chicken's not that big. Person shecht a bird, it's a small little, it's one meal. A behema is a cut of meat for many people. So Mela, when a person shechts a behema, he's going to cut it up into pieces. Anyways, he has to take out the gidanosha and the chelev. So Mela is going to cut up the pieces. It's easier to roast it then and to drain out the dam. Now shaking the chicken, he's going to put the whole thing on a spit. The blood is not going to drain out properly. Therefore, at least this chelek, which is clay dam, Harbe dam, one should puncture. Chatzi echad ba'if, ve'echad v'chetzi ba'behema. If somebody shechted exactly chatzi of one simen ba'if, not a roif, only 50%, or one and a half ba'behema, one he shechted totally, it can't be roiv of both. It has to be roiv of each. So one simen he shechted, the other one he did exactly 50%. Shchitas ipsula. Roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim ba'behem, shchitas ekshe l'chay, the Mishnah is redundant. The Rav says that the sefer of the Mishnah, roiv, is kosher, shchitas ekshe is to tell you that even by kochim, there would be a havamina, that you need the ganze simen. No, roiv shnayim ba'behem is enough. L'maisa, we mentioned in the first parak that this din of rubei kekule is a machloikis in the Gemara, whether it means exactly 50%, whether it means 50.1, a mashu over 50%, or mechta mechta kekuloi. The mission is mefurish that chatzi is possible. It's not a roif. So Gemara has to contend with that. Mishnah base. Hashechet shnei roshin keachot. Let's say somebody shechted two heads. There's two behemoths next to each other, and he's very skilled shechet. It took 1 sakin, and he sliced quickly the neck of two behemoths. Shchitasik shere. There's no din in the Torah that the Ma'aseh Shechita has to be a separate pu'ula on one and then the other. There's no reason why it can't be in one motion on both. The Gemara over here says as well that there's a crossover over here. We're talking about Shechita's Kochim. That's the B'diyevet here. Shkita's Chulin is not a problem. Shkita's Kodshim, there's a psamokim to say that there's a zvicha, there's an avoida, each one's a separate korban, each one's a separate bailim, a separate maisa, not to do two of them with one maisa. The Mishnah is saying Shkita's Ekshere. Shnayim oichsim besakin v'shechtin, if two people are holding on to one sakin and v'shecht, hafilo echad l'mal v'echad l'matel, one of them is holding on to the l'mal v'matel, and l'mal means top and bottom, over here means the one is holding on to the blade of the knife, and one is holding on to the handle of the knife. Hafilo hochi, the cut could be done properly, there's no reason to assume that because two people are holding on to it, the chash would be that they press in and then it would be dorso. If they're careful to do it properly, it can be done properly. Now, there's a discussion in the Gemara, and the Rishonim have a machlokes how to read this into the Mishnah, whether shechitas kotch b'shnayim is asura. So we read the Reisha in the Mishnah that says, shechit shnei rosh and shechitas ekshevet, a shtikl b'dievet because of shechitas kotchim. So now, are you reading also this chelik in the Mishnah, shnayim oichsin? That afilu echad l'malo v'echad l'mato shchitos and ksheru, so that would tell you that it's kosher, even by shchitas kochim. Or you'll say, no, the Sefer Mishnah is going by shchitas chulin, and that's why it's kosher even with two people, but by shchitas kochim takanat. And the rationale, by the way, the Gemara learns into exesa kosher, tis bochuhu, the Torah says, that maybe that means only one, not two, but the rationale behind it would be that shchitas kochim is an avoida. You can't have two people doing the same avoida. There's one oivid. You have to have that maisa being mata the behemoth. Who says that two people can't do the maisa? Even though there would be a mokum lefalpo, that there are maisim in the Torah that become ois maisa when two people do them, if one can. That's the famous principle called Shnayim Shaso, which, according to many Rishonim, is not a principle dafke melech Shabbos. It could be a principle in other averus also. But the pashtus is that when two people do a maisa shchita, it's not mafkir the shem maisa, and rather it does have a shem shchita. But there was Biyamokim, and then the Shas had to read into the Mishnah.